This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Three words this morning: money is important. Now, that might sound quite obvious to you. After all, in our society, money is considered to be the ultimate measure of success. If you've got a lot of money, people respect you, look up to you. It's almost, if not actually, worshipped. Money is worshipped in our culture. People count their personal wealth of how much they've got, how much money. People look up to those who have lots of money, regardless of what that person's character is like. But do you know that money causes loads of trouble? In personal relationships, in marriage, many couples break up over this issue of money. So we really need to say money is important to us. Someone once said, "Money talks, it says bye-bye." I'm sure there's truth into that statement, that we feel that we've probably heard the words goodbye as we've spent our money, it's gone. But do you know that money talks in other ways as well? And this is what I want to think about this morning. Money talks about our relationship to God and what we value. What does it really say to you? Now, what prompted me to think about this is that in Mark's Gospel, chapter 12, we read an intriguing story, an unusual story, about one day Jesus was sitting near the temple treasury, and as he was there, he watched the people as they dropped in their money. Many rich people dropped in lots of money. Then a poor widow came along and dropped in two little copper coins worth about a cent. He, that is Jesus, called his disciples together and he said, "Look, I tell you that this poor widow put more in that offering box than all the others. For the others put in what they had to spare of their riches, but she, poor as she was, put in all that she had. She gave all that she had to live on." And that's from Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. The question is also, what was Jesus doing standing there or sitting there watching these people dropping their money into the collection boxes? Because Jesus was interested in what the people were giving, and he is interested in what we give too. Because as I said at the beginning, money does talk. What does money say? If Jesus watched you give your money, what would his opinion be of you? I think that's a very interesting question. And because of Jesus' action that day of observing all these people as they came into the temple to give their money, I think it's obvious that God cares about our giving. What we see Jesus doing that day, God does all the time. He watches us in all things that we do. He sees our giving. He sees the way we live. And the point of Jesus making here is that he was observing the habits of people. So God is really interested in all aspects of our life, which includes our money. Now, of course, this subject of money, that's a touchy one for some people. People say, "Well, that's none of your business what I do with my money." But our money impacts all aspects of our life. And if we're serious about following the Lord Jesus Christ, we must really take some time to understand what he's saying. For example, giving. Some people give, they tithe their money to the church or to other organizations, Christian work. If Jesus were to observe your giving to the church or to other Christian groups, what would his opinion be? So Jesus watched that day the people who gave to the temple treasury. He, of course, cares about that. And as we give, it actually displays our love for Jesus, because if we don't give in the way that God wants, there's a real sense in which our spirits dry up. In other words, our fellowship with God's broken. And it's true that the people who give so much get so much. In fact, God promises as we give generously that he will open the windows of heaven and he'll bless us in ways we had no idea. So here he was, Jesus sitting, watching. And in those days, there were 13 brass treasure chests in which people dropped their money. And the more money, of course, it made the bigger noise. But it wasn't the rich people he was interested in that day. He was interested in this widow, the poor widow who dropped in her two copper coins. Well, dear Lord, thank you for that story. Lord, help us to be generous, not to be misers, but to give and to give generously for your work, because I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.